Yeah, for sure. WAGIO, Ben, Rochester. John, it's weird. So my oldest graduated from Marquette in May of last year. So he's been home almost a year. Our rule was we pay for 3 years, they have to pay for the fourth year. And while I save for Grand Valley tuition, they both ended up going out of state, costing us an arm and a leg, right? So both have, you know, pretty good chunks of student debt. So I'm not really opposed to having them around. I know when we were empty nest, the fridge was empty, and we would just, like, you know, pick and choose whatever. Julie and I never really had any kind of plan, it seemed. But when the boys are home, there's tons of food in the fridge, and you know, I love my kids. They're great. There'll come a point, I'm sure, where it's like, yeah, GTFO, but for now, I'm good with it. Number two kid, we're going down to Clemson, on Friday. I got to drive down with a flatbed trailer to go trailer one of his cars back, and Julie's flying down to help him clean his apartment because he's incapable. We don't want to leave him for 4 months in the summer heat down there with the just stuff all over the place, but yeah, it's a catch-22. You hope they figure it out. I was like Dakota. I was out when I was 18, and I had paid for my school myself and did everything else, but at this point, you know, I love them too much. I love having them around, and they'll figure it out, but if they start becoming a burden, I have no issues whatsoever giving them the Heisman, but anyway, so that's that. Back really quick on the 26, I was picking you guys up on my stubby antenna here in the truck, loud and clear in Birmingham, so, and I'm at Crooks and 59 right now, so, and I've only got the little antenna, and it seems like you guys are coming in great. I'm not having any volume issues on 26.
Go ahead, Dakota.